Well, good morning, Rabbi Zinkin. Good morning to all of you. And I'm happy to see you again. I think some of you were here in the past. It's not the first time I meet the boys of the yeshiva. And I understand that you're on your way out, on your way to the airport. So what is it that you take along with you when you go back to America, to your respective homes? In America or elsewhere. So I think last time we met, I spoke about the centrality and the importance of the yeshiva experience. And I explained that the very first institution the Jewish people had was the yeshiva. Who was the very first Jew? Who was the very first Jew? Avraham Avinu. He was the very first Rosh Yeshiva, because the Gemara says in Yom HaChofres, Avraham Zochem B'Yoshev B'Yeshiva, Yitzchok Zochem B'Yoshev B'Yeshiva, Yankov Zochem B'Yoshev B'Yeshiva, Umiyameim Shel Avoseinu, Vayposku Yeshiva Meim. So what's unique about the Yeshiva, and what is it different than a Beis Medrash? What's the difference between a boy learning in Yeshiva and a person that works and is Koveya Itam L'Torah? So just a few days ago, we had Chag HaShavuos, and that is the day of Matan Torah. And there are two basic and very well-known minhagim of Shavuos. The first is Leil Shavuos. It is one night in the year in which all of us make an effort to be up all night. So B'Leil HaSeder, we're up late. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Ad Shetachtefenu Shino. But Shavuos, we try to be up all night till the Alois, many daven with the nates in the morning. So that is minig number one. Minig number two is an Ashkenazi minig. And usually Sfardim don't like Ashkenazi minogim. But this is an Ashkenazi minig which many Sfardim like, and it appeals to them as well. What minig am I referring to? Blinches. Cheesecake. So the Namor brings in Tofresh Sadik Dalet. That there's a minig in Shavuos to eat macholei cholov, cheesecake, ice cream, blinches, and whatever. The Beis Yosef doesn't bring it, because this is an Ashkenazi minig. But I do know a few Sfardim that cheesecake appeals to them as well, and this is one Ashkenazi minig that many of them adhere to. So we could all appreciate minig number one. This is the day of Kabbalah Satayram. This is the day in which each and every one of us as an individual has to feel as if he is standing at the foot of Har Sinai. And he is the one that's shouting out on the top of his lungs, Kol HaShedibar Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. So it is only natural that at this very special day, we make an effort to be up all night and learn Torah. But what does cheesecake have to do with Chag HaShavuos? It has to do. And the Be'er Eitav brings the source of this minig is a posuk in Mishlei. Devash v'cholav tachas l'shoinech. Honey and milk on your tongue, in your mouth. And that posuk refers to Torah. Because the two most fundamental and most basic principles in the quest of achieving Torah and bizoche to greatness in Torah are Amor and Shashua. And I quote Rabbeinu Yonah. Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Daled Masechet Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Kisha'ato misyageya v'toira, tishtasheya ba. When you toil in Torah, enjoy, take pleasure in your toil. Yegia and Shashua are usually contradictory. They don't go together. People work 5 days a week and then they have a weekend to have fun, to live it up. People work 11 months a year, and then they have vacation. And the vacation is to enjoy. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Kishatu misyageya b'toyre tishtasheya ba. When you toil in Torah, enjoy, and derive pleasure out of your toil. So that is unique to Bnei Torah. Yegia and Shashua, aren't they contradictory? No, they're not. Not for us. Torah is our pleasure and Torah is our toil. Kisha'atu misyageya b'Torah tishtasheya ba. And in our quest, and in our dream to achieve greatness and Torah. These are the two basics. These are the two fundamentals. Yegia and Shashu. And many times young Bochram, just like you, ask me, do I have a Sgula for Zekori? Do I have any Sgula? How could a young Lamban enhance his memory? We learn, we forget. And I wrote a few times in my Tzvorim, in my Tshuvis, don't become frustrated. We all forget. And forgetting is human nature, just like hunger and thirst. The moment you finish your meal, hunger sets in. Takes time till you feel the pangs of pain. But the moment you finished eating, your digestive system kicks in and you start becoming hungry. And the moment you finish your bottle of water, yes, thirst, the process begins. The moment you close the Gemara, yes, forgetfulness starts churning. That's human nature. We are hungry or thirsty, we all forget. And that is why we need to learn all our lives and never stop learning. It is only that way you could achieve greatness in Torah. So I am asked many times, do I have a Sgula for memory? So there's a Sefer, a Kabbalah Sefer, that writes, great Sgula for memory, the first snow of the winter put on your forehead, and that's a Sgula for memory, because Sheleg and Shechacha are the same gematria. And when I quote this Gula, I say, and how long will that last, the memory? Well, probably until the snow melts. Not much longer. And every sensible person understands you won't remember Shas by piling snow on your head. And I have total proof, because there's a Yid in Bnei Brak. His name is Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He probably remembers Shas better than anyone else today. And I doubt he ever put snow on his forehead in the beginning of the winter, because in Bnei Barak, that's not a very relevant Sgula. And I'm not aware that he traveled up north to put snow on his head in the beginning of the winter. So obviously there must be other Sgulas, ones that have more power and more relevant. So I want to share with you two Sgulas. One is in the Rambam, Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, and its source in the Yerushalmi of the Zohar Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. And the Yeshami brings a pasuk to prove that. So Yegia Satoira is one Sgula, and the other Sgula is a pasuk in Tehillim. Remember this pasuk. Kuf Yutes pasuk Tet Zayin. Bechukoisecho eshtasho lo eshkach dvorecha. And I quote the Radak. Did anybody hear about the Radak? Who was the Radak? Reb David Kimchi, and he was one of the great Rishonim. And I quote the Radak in that pasuk, Kuf Yutet Tet Zayin, Bechukoisecho Eshtasho Lo Eshkach Dvorecho. Kasher Ani Oisek Bedivrei Torah Ani Mishtasheh Bohem, Ulefichach Lo Eshkachem, Ki Heimuli Lesosoin Ulesimchas Leiva. Do I need to translate this pasuk, this Radak? So when I learn Torah, I derive pleasure and I enjoy my learning. And that is why I will not forget what I learn. Because that is my simcha. And that is my happiness. So we usually don't forget those that we love. An average person knows the birthdays of his children. He will never forget the names of his grandchildren or great-grandchildren, because they are dear to him. And what one really loves, he remembers. So the pasuk says, "Bechukoisecho eshtash lo eshkach dvorecho." So the first gula for Zekoran is memorizing the Radak. Kasher ani oisig b'divrei Torah ani mishtasheh bohem ulefichach lo eshkachem kehem oli lesasim ulesimchas leiva. So these are the two pillars of atzlocha in Torah: Yegia and Sheshua. Toil and joy and pleasure. And that is my understanding of the two basic minhagim in Chag HaShavuos. Meaning number one, you're up all night. and your fight, your drowsiness, and your sleep. And at some stage in the middle of the night, we just fall asleep and our eyes are closing, and that is when we stand up, because you won't fall asleep while you're standing. And we try to fight the fact that we're tired and we want to sleep. So mini number one symbolizes and emphasizes the importance of yagia, of toil. And then mini number two emphasizes the importance of pleasure and joy. So the cheesecake is symbolic. It's not about cheesecake. It is symbolic. And it is based on the posik devash v'cholov tachas l'shoyim. So in some circles they have the meaning, they eat the cheesecake first night Yom Tov. No, I don't like that meaning. I eat it second soon in the morning. Because that's not the way to start Kabbalah Satoira with cheesecake. No. After you're up all night and you didn't speak one davar bottle and you dedicated this night to Yagia Satoira, Bedinu Shehitl Sorai, then in the morning, enjoy. You deserve your blinches. That is only after you're up all night that you learn. So those are the two pillars and the two fundamentals in our dream, in our quest of growing in Torah. And once again, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, Kisha'ato misyageh v'Torah tishtasheyaba. And that is what the yeshiva experience is all about. So we all learn. Hopefully, we all learn. And each and every Jew will be asked after 120. Kovato itim l'toira. Kriyas itim l'toira is one thing, but the yeshiva experience is about yagia and shashua. The yeshiva experience is about not just being kovato itim l'toira, not learning a half hour, an hour and 50 minutes every day. It's not about mishnah yoimis or dafa yoimi. It is about dedicating your days and nights to Torah, and it is about the pure joy of Torah, enjoying and deriving tangible pleasure out of the Torah experience. And that is the obligation of our teachers of Torah, to show us and to share with us the beauty of Torah. And Yagia and Shashua, that is what the yeshiva experience is all about. So you're leaving back to your homes. Some of you probably will be coming back for another year. Some of you will be staying. But even when we leave the yeshiva should not leave us. And try to sustain this experience and making it part of who you are, making it part of your personality. So my bracha to all of you is you should continue to grow and prosper in Torah and in Yerushalayim. And each and every day of your lives, you should be Zoicha L'Kadosh Shem Shemayim.
Amen.